You know, yesterday was the yahrzeit of the Chayzer from Lublin. And it's also a year, this year, that Tisha B'Av is nidchah because of Shabbos. So it's not a time to be marchev in Divrei Torah. But there's a Torah that the Kashnitz Magid here in Parshas Ma'aseh, he brings B'Shem the Chayzer about this inyan. Says in the Tzadikim Shelokim Arina Rav Yaakov Yitzchak. So the Chayzer from Lublin, he says Pshat in the Gemara Megillah, Bikesh Rebbe Lakar Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos. Rebbe Rabbeinu Hakadosh, he wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av which fell on Shabbos. V'Amar, because he said Hoyel Ve'Idche Yidche, since it's already been pushed off, so I'll push it off forever. So the Gemara goes ahead and it says, didn't really want to push it off completely. It was just a nidcha year, and he wanted to push it off till Sunday. But the Chayza comes and he says, in tzaddik, the only way that a tzaddik could say it, no, perish, like the Havamid of the Gemara, Sharatza lakar tzaris tishav klal v'ikar. Rabbi was not playing around. He wanted to completely uproot Tisha B'Av. But legalis haketz, and to reveal the case, Layadei Shechal Shabbos Yom HaKadosh, that since Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, Rabbeinu HaKadosh felt that he could bring the Geula. Hayel v'itchi yitchi legamrei, v'lachein lehoidu l'chacham, but the Chomer went on masking to that. Why not? Ki ein lidcha kesakeitz. It's not appropriate to try to bring the case, to make a push for the Geula, not in its right time. Ad kan l'shoinen. So now the Kashnitzer comes along and he wants to explain these very short words of the Chayza. Basically what the Chayza is saying is that when Tisha falls out on Shabbos, so then there's very good reason to say that the Geula should be here. The Chama weren't masking. The Tisha of Shabbos is an opportunity for Geula. So says the Kashnitzer to explain this. V'noisif of Aldorav. Bikesh Rebbe Laka Tisha B'Av. Rebbe wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av. To make it Iker and to reveal the Malchus Hashem. You know, Shabbos is Malchus. It says like this. That of course we know that it's very difficult and it's very painful, this Golus. We mechazik ourselves to be Mesamech and Shabbos in his Malchus. And we do that on Shabbos, we're Mesameach on Shabbos with tremendous strength, with good hope in Hashem's Rachmanas, and bitachon in Him that He'll come and He'll be redeem us. It says, the fact that when Shabbos falls on Tisha B'Av, we have the ability to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're not thinking about Churban, we're not thinking about all the tzaras, that we're misameach in your malchus. Says the Kashnitzer, this is more precious and more nachas ruach to Kadosh Baruch Hu than a regular yantif. V'lachin, he says, may his iris ikar v'tanik zeh, from this tremendous satisfaction and oineg nachas ruach that we give a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that despite the fact that it's Tisha B'Av, we say it that it's Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, and we still have simcha. Rabbeinu HaKadosh felt that this fusion of Shabbos and Tisha B'Av has the ability to be doichik as haketz, meaning to reveal Mashiach Tzakeinu. That's what he meant to say when he said that since it's been nidcha, it's been nidcha. That's everything we're talking about. Amen. 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 So he felt. That's a fast mincha. Chachamim, we're not masking. Why not? Not because the philosophy is not correct. Rather, because Shachamim Hoidu Loi Bebechinas Loi. They said like this: Shehu Bechinas Ayin. It's Loi. It's not in a place of reality. It's Bebabate Gavoy. It's in a hidden place. But they said to Rebbe, you may experience that in the depths of your hearts, but for everybody else, all the simple people, we can't bring that to the surface. We can't reveal the feeling of Tisha B'av Shabbos which you have. We can't reveal this ayin. It's a simcha genuza. It's a simcha genuza. It's not something which the world can reveal. But we see one thing from here for sure, is that this coming together of Shabbos and Tisha B'av is the recipe. It's the recipe for Geula. And it could be explained many ways, but one way to explain it, and again, we're not going to be Marachiv, is that Shabbos is the highest place. We know Shabbos is Oineg. And the Sefer Yetzirah says, Ein l'malo me'oineg. There's nothing higher than Oineg. And there's nothing lower than Nega, Sefer Yetzirah says. Nega is Tzaras, and we find many Midrashim when it comes to Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Eicha Yashva Badad. The Midrash says, why was Klal Yisrael sitting Badad? Because there's a din by a Mitzayra that he had Badad Yeshe, but he has to sit Badad. So the whole Indian and why we can't have anti-reactions on Tisha B'Av. There's even halachas when it comes to the Suddhas and because people have to be separate. It's like a COVID matzah. Why be separate? Because it's a din saras. So Shabbos is Ein l'malo me'oinig, and then Tisha B'Av is Ein l'matzah me'nega. So the fact that these two things are able to coincide together, the nega and the oinig in one place, that's the secret of Geula, and that's what the Gemara says. What's the secret of Geula? The Gemara says, Kulu hafach lavan, that when it becomes completely lavan, which means mitzayra tohu, that's the secret of coming of Mashiach. The Gemara Sanhedrin says it's this coming together of Shabbos and Tisha B'Av, the oinig and the nega. The fact that Shabbos is not impressed by the nega of Tisha B'Av, Shabbos is not moved by it. Shabbos says the Malchus Hashem is the Malchus Hashem. Even Tisha B'Av is Malchus Hashem. When you have Shabbos and Tisha B'Av together, that's the secret of Gula. Rav Wolfson has a beautiful word by Rosh Hashanah. He says, why do we fast the day after Rosh Hashanah? Why do we fast on some Gedalia? So he says, you know why? Because Rosh Hashanah is the day which is the Chet of the Yitzhadas, which means every time we're invited into Rosh Hashanah, we come back into the Gan Eden. We have opportunity in Rosh Hashanah to be Masak in the Chet of Adam HaRishon. And if we blow the opportunity, we get kicked out of the Gan like Adam was. And being kicked out of the Gan means falling into Tzim Gedalia. Coming to Tzim Gedalia just means that we had an opportunity on Rosh Hashanah to be Masak in the Shoresh HaChet, and we did not use the opportunity properly. So we spit out of the Gan, same Gedalia. It could be that's the same thing which is happening by Tisha B'Av and Shabbos. That Tisha B'Av Shabbos means it's an opportunity for being the Mashiach. It is the recipe. It's not that the Chachamim were moided to Rabbi. The Chachamim were saying to Rabbi like this: if you're right, the Mashiach will come. But if not, we have to come into. We have to come to Sunday. We have to come to fast because it comes to show that we didn't seize the opportunity of what Shabbos Tisha B'Av means. So we're fasting today. It's a sign from yesterday. Amen. 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 Just parenthetically, the fact that we're answering to the Tzila, it's not a steer, it's a Torah. No, but when it comes to the Kriya of Atzayim, so in the middle of the Kriya Satayra, we say out, you know, Slach Talavaninu, Hashem, Hashem, Karachem, Achanon. The reason why that is because the highest level of Torah was a yichud of Torah and Tfilah. And the highest level of Tfilah was the yichud of Torah and Tfilah. So a sense of tainus as an opportunity for tshuva, and tshuva means to make a tshuva between the Torah and Tfilah, that they should be one together because they were separated. That's the period between the Vav and the Hay. So Mamela, when there's a yichud of Torah and Tfilah, that's an Indian of the Ziva for Geula. So we're doing the same thing right now. We're learning Torah and interrupting, but it's not an interruption. It's a yichud of Torah and Tfilah. So the same thing happens on Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, that we get spit out of Tisha B'Av, out of Shabbos Kodesh, and we have to come to say Eicha. It means that there was still a lack of the Yichud between Oinig and Nega. We weren't Margish the Simcha of Malchus Shemaim, even on a Tisha B'Av. It means to say that Shabbos, which is the highest place, and Tisha B'Av, which is the lowest place, everything is just one. Everything is Kulu Echad. And the Ria Kodesh says that Rabbi Yekadosh says that the Yom Tov of Pesach is Chesed, and Gvura is Shavuos, and Teferis is Sukkis, and then Purim and Chanukah is Netzach and Hoyd, and all the Mefarshim are trying to figure out what's Yesod and Malchus, what are the Yom Tovs of Yesod and Malchus, and many different Pshatim are said, some say Tu B'Av, and many different things, Tu B'Shvat. But it could be that the Inyan is that what's left is Yesod and Malchus is Tisha B'Av and Shabbos. Because Tisha B'Av is called a Moed, but it's only B'Koyach a Moed. Shabbos has the ability to bring out the Moed of Tisha B'Av. The Tisha B'Av is the Moed of Yesod. Why? Because we say, Eini Eini Yordamayim, it's a Pagam in the Einayim, it's a Pagam in the Sassurach, it's a Pagam in Bris. That's Tisha B'Av. It's the Simcha of Bris. The Shabbos is, of course, the Malchus. But there has to be a Yichud Yesod and Malchus. So when Tisha B'Av and Shabbos are really come together the way they're supposed to, that will be the revival, the Hischachos and Hisgalus of the Yontav of Yisoid and Malchus. Amen. Amen. You don't have to stand for this, Rabbi Yisrael, don't worry. It's not the same thing. It's like the Kois. We just did, by the leaning in the Haftarah, I paid attention. So, we mentioned Shabbos three times in the Haftarah by Mincha just now. Shemir Shabbos Michalele v'shemayodim yasas kol ra. Once. We say, Amr Hashem lasavisi mesha yishmu vesha psoisi vacharu vasha chafasi umachzikim bivrisi. Mentioned Shabbos and Bris. Shabbos this time comes along with Bris. Sarisi mesha yishmu vesha psoisi ubaachu vesha chafati umachzikim bivrisi. Shabbos and Bris. And then again at the end, we say, Ulahavu Hashem Hashem li yoisla lavadim koshem mishabbos michaduloi machzikim bivrisi. Shabbos and Bris. You said Shabbos three times, and you mentioned with Shabbos Bris two times. Because Shabbos and Bris corresponds to Malchus and Yisod. Those two things. It's called Shabbos and Yisod. So when Shabbos and Tisha B'Av falls together, it's an opportunity to be Ma'ir, that final, even Shabbos will become a Ma'ir. But right now it's in a state of Lasarisim. It's Mamash, it's a Saris. It doesn't have the Koyach to be Ma'ilid unless there's a Yichud Yisod and Malchus, which is the Inyan of Tisha B'Av and Shabbos. Tisha B'Av and Shabbos. So, it's a very nice gematria, but I'm not going to share it now. Because it's not in the spirit of the Sher Gematrius. But if you remind me afterwards, Bikesh Rebbe Lakr Tishba of Shachal B'Shabbos. Okay? Remind me afterwards. Go back to that, Yemitz Hashem. I'm going to sign the Sher a little bit later. Shabbos B'Zech, Nisif, Skalos Machusa, Yitzbarach, Bukhara Mamash. Amen.